Rantoul's population was in the hundreds when the Rantoul Press opened as the town's first newspaper, originally called the Rantoul News. Over the years, the paper reported on Rantoul as its population grew to 25,000 under the impact of the Chinook Air Force Base. And the Rantoul Press chronicled the town's efforts to recover after the base closed in the 1990s. Rantoul Historical Society President Jim Cheek says they have a good run of the paper's back issues in their archives.
It was there at the turn of the century in 1901. Rantoul had what we call the Great Fire, and it burned the whole downtown area, all the businesses, every one of them burned down, including the press. The building that the press was in, which was a one-room, small, big enough for two people and a printing press. And as a matter of fact, we have that equipment that was in the original fire in the museum now. And we do have on file paper archives from 1913 up until, well, until they go out of business this week.
When you look at those old issues of the Rantoul Press, are there particular stories that stand out, particular events?
The interesting thing when you look back at the older issues is that it was not only Rantoul news, but it was news that reached way out into the smaller farm communities. So the press kind of gave light and credit to all the smaller towns around us, as well as the news here in town. Births, deaths, anniversaries, weddings, car wrecks, robberies. But they also had a lot of articles in the earlier papers about how people came to Rantoul in large numbers to attend the yearly horse show and the fall festivals and stuff like that. We even have an article that shows our main street full of horse and buggies that was taken by the press back in the day. And we had about 100,000 people from three-state area come here for the big horse show hoopla, which I thought was kind of amazing. I didn't know they had 100,000 people in this area back during then.
Dave Hinton has been the editor of the Rantoul Press since 2006. Hinton came to the Rantoul Press after several years with the Daily Record in Paxton, a smaller town to the north in Ford County.
It was good. I slowly got to know people, and Rantoul is kind of a unique town in that it's kind of a rural setting with part of a metropolitan population. So it was a little different for a farm boy to come to, but not too much, not too dramatic.
Now, when you came on with the Rantoul Press, newspapers were already beginning to feel the impact of just all the changes in mass media, which have made
right
just the economic model for print newspapers very difficult to sustain. What was that like in the Rantoul Press over the years?
The press was kind of unique in that back in the 50s, they decided to go to an all-free paper, so everybody got one. I think the reason they did that was you could tell the advertisers, hey, everybody's getting this paper. But with social media and everything else, it got more difficult to find advertisers. So that's what drives the newspaper business. It's not the cost of a subscription. That just basically covers the cost of getting the paper out. Where you make your money is through retail or the big block ads. And when you have car dealers that no longer advertise and don't have grocery stores that advertise as much, it has an impact.
That's Dave Hinton, the last editor of the Rantoul Press, which is ending its 145-year run after printing today's edition. Hinton will continue to report on Rantoul and surrounding communities as the editor of the county section of the News Gazette. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.